Good morning. We are here today to listen to the word of Lord Jesus as he gives it to us. But that's not all. Today is a Holy Communion service. It is a special time when we not only hear the word that God has offered to us, but we actually hold it in our hands and drink and eat it. Let us joyfully rejoice and receive this special time of grace together. First, let me introduce one poem written by Jukichi Yagi. Title is Bible. I wish I could see into the words of this good book from the inside. Each word. I want to feel each word like my body's hands, feet, nose, ears, and eyes. I want to enter the world of the word. The poem said, I want to feel the word of God as if it were my warm body. I want to feel the words of Bible not just as information, but as my hands, my feet, my nose, my ears, and my body. Have you ever had this kind of desire? I think it is a heartfelt desire to savor the word of God. In fact, this is a desire that Lord Jesus is also seeking. Jesus offers us not only to hear the word, but also to eat and drink it in a visible form. This is Holy Communion. Holy Communion is blessing from God that allow us to receive the word with all of our senses. Let's rejoice and seek this special time of grace together. For those of you who are new to this Holy Communion, it may seem like an unfamiliar ritual. And if you are new to this, you may feel that this is an unfamiliar ritual, but this is a very important time for Christians. I hope you will understand the meaning of what I am about to say. And let's read Matthew chapter 26, verse 26. 6 through 28. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins." This passage describes the first time in history that Holy Communion was served. It describes the meal that Jesus shared with his disciples. The Holy Communion before he was delivered up to die on the cross. After this meal, what awaited Jesus was death on the cross. This meal is also known as the Last Supper. Yes. Jesus knew that he was going to die in a few minutes, So he invited his disciples to this Last Supper. You want to remember that Jesus' last meal before he died was the first Holy Communion. Martin Luther, the great religious reformer of the 16th century, described this first ever Holy Communion as the last will and testament of the Lord Jesus, based on the fact that it was the last meal Jesus ate before his death. He explained the Holy Communion in terms of testament. A will is a promise made by a person who has reached the end of his or her life to those who are left behind. Knowing that his last days were numbered, Jesus gathered his disciples together and spoke his will over the meal. In other words, what are things to be inherited and who will inherit them? Luther sees it as a will, and based on this perspective, Luther asked the following three questions. What do I inherit? Who will inherit? When will the will be executed? These are three points today. Before we partake of the Holy Communion, I'd like to ask to take a look at these three questions. First, it's what do we inherit? Or what do disciples inherit? In Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 and 27, he said, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Forgiveness of sins. And let's look at one more part. John chapter 6, verse 54. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. From the words of John's Gospel, we can see what we will inherit further. It is eternal life. Whoever eats the flesh of the Lord Jesus and drinks his blood will have eternal life. This is the resurrection life that transcends death. What is the will of Jesus? And what is his inheritance? It is the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Of course, the blessings we receive from the Holy Communion are much more diverse than this. But today, I want to focus on those two, forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Forgiveness of sins and eternal life. I think I can be rephrased as death and life. Christ shed his blood and died for the sins of men. The reason Jesus shed his blood on the cross was to forgive my sins like no other. When we believe this and partake of the Holy Communion, we also remember our own death. What kind of death is it? It is the death of our sins. It is the death of our old self, our fleshy self. The blood that Jesus shed brought liberation to us. It doesn't end with death. At the same time, when we eat the flesh and blood of Christ, we remember that we have been given eternal life. The Holy Communion of eating Christ's flesh and blood is the time when we remember for sure that we are spiritually one with Christ. It is a time to remember that the death of Lord Jesus on the cross was the death of my sins, our sins, and to taste that I am now alive with the resurrection life of the Lord Jesus. Second question is, who is the heirs? In today's passage from Matthew's Gospel, it says, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Let's look at Luke chapter 22, verse 20. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to the man who betrayed him. Luke chapter 22, verse 20. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." So Matthew says, "for many," and Luke says, "for you." So Jesus longed for that many people, everyone, take everyone can receive his blessings. So So at the same time, the words "for many" also means not for me alone. There are many more people than just me. That's right, we are to receive this Holy Communion with many people who believe in the Lord Jesus. We are invited together with our brothers and sisters, and we are made one body together. The Lord's flesh and blood offered not only assured my soul of the forgiveness of sins and eternal life, but also speaks to the soul of the person who has been made one church, one body of the Lord. Through the Holy Communion, we remember that we are both forgiven of our sins. There is no judgment of sins here. There is no compassion or envy about who has been forgiven more. No, there can't be, because each of us, the most sinful of us, has been forgiven. Rather, the opposite, it is time for us to rejoice together at the forgiven ones. Yes. It's time to eat together and rejoice together. It's been a long time since we couldn't eat Megumi Udon due to Corona disaster, or we couldn't have a time of joyful celebration over a meal together, such as a time of joyful eating at a family meeting or a love feast to celebrate Christmas together. But let's not forget, when is the most joyful meal for those of us who believe in the Lord? It is the time of Holy Communion, when we eat true food and drink together. It is time to remember that we are alive together in the eternal life of the Lord Jesus. We confirm what the inheritance is and who the heir are. The inheritance is forgiveness of sins and eternal life. The inheritance is forgiveness and the heir is I and we. As one body, the Lord Jesus left this as his last will and testament and the Last Supper at the place of Holy Communion. And this Holy Communion that we are given today, we are to remember this testament of Jesus. This is the third point I'd like to make at the end. The third thing we want to make sure of is, when will this will done? In other words, what are the conditions for the will to be executed? When it is when the person who made the will dies, the death of the person who made the will is conditioned for the will to be executed. This brings us to one fact. We now inherit the best from Jesus because He died. The forgiveness of our sins and grace of eternal life were given to us by the Lord Jesus when He died on the cross. Jesus fulfilled this will through His death. He made His death a gift. We want to remember again what Jesus did for us. There is a person who made His death a gift to someone else. It was not for anyone else, but for me. To Today, we repeat this Holy Communion and receive it. We repeat and partake of this Holy Communion today because we remember the death of Christ, who gave his life for us. It is to reaffirm once again the forgiveness of sins and the eternal life that is given to us through his death. We eat bread as his flesh and the wine as his blood to confirm that the will he spoke at the time has been fulfilled and that we are now partakers of his inheritance. There are people who have who have laid down his life for me. This is so significant. How do we feel in the face of this? What have I done? It's my fault. I don't deserve to receive the Holy Communion. But the most do you think it's my fault or I don't deserve to receive the Holy Communion? But most important thing to remember is what is in the heart of the one who gave his life for us. I would like to focus on one word that Jesus spoke in today's message. Take and eat. This is my body. Before he was given over to death at this Holy Communion, where he clearly knew that he was going to die, Jesus said, take and eat. He is not calling us to be sufficiently overwhelmed by our own mistakes, but rather to take my life and eat it. Jesus invited us and said, take and eat. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Don't be overwhelmed by guilt. I just want you to take and eat. I willingly, not reluctantly, I shed my blood for your sins and willingly gave my body that you might have life. Take and eat. Take and eat and be assured of the forgiveness of sins and of eternal life, which are now in you through me. So today, focus on take and eat, and let us obey this voice. We pray. Let's pray. Almighty God, but he came this world, he healed people, he helped people, and he died for the people. to give eternal life and forgiveness of sins. He gave his life to us. We are so sinful, but you gave your life, but we tend to think that we don't deserve it, but God invite us, dear God. We remember your word, your invitation word, and we're going to respond in the Holy Communion service. You are here, and may we can confirm eternal life you gave us. Please lead us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.